So truth. I think it was inevitable that we would start this compassionate offboarding. You know, we birthed a lot of innovations in the last 45, 60 days by the time this lockdown would have ended. A lot of that came from really reaching out to connecting and being very intimate with our stakeholders, the customers in particular, the business leaders that we serve. And of course, flowing from our long-time relationships, you know, over the years, being sensitive, knowing exactly what their needs, their pains, their wants, their aspirations would be in a time like this. But the calls were mounting, literally the calls. You know? I would be out there in phone call, in video conference after video conference with business leaders, and I could see the writing in the wall. Among many other concerns that they would have is exactly what we expressed, you know, as I look at the site, at what the site says. Now, when you've done your level best and still you cannot avoid layoffs, offboard your people to us, we will take care of them for you. I'm reading that off the site. This became very clear to me one evening as I was, like many evenings in the ECQ, working overtime. I was in a virtual board meeting, and it became clear to us, foremost in the founders and in the management team of this company, that we had done our best and we could not avoid layoffs, and we were looking at layoffs in the hundreds. And I could just, of course, it weighed heavily on everyone, but none more so than the founder, the CEO, and his top three management team. And I literally felt the pain there. Before that, I had understood it conceptually, intellectually, but that was the point where I said that we need solutions for this. And so that's where compassionate offboarding was born. I wanted to make true on two promises. And again, I'm reading off the site. No? We wanted to ensure continuity of personal income for those who would be offboarded to us. That means training and deploying them into jobs where they can earn at least 2x minimum daily wage, and that we do this within 24 hours of handoff. And then second, that beyond the income streams, we wanted to be able to nurture the people offboarded to us to become high-performing individuals who can dream, not just a stable income, but more so of a future of personal and career growth. So again, I read that off the website, and it is the fulfillment, ironically enough, of a long-held dream, if you will, from my team, and that I've taken personally, which is how do we take what we've done, ignite the mission or all our methodologies, which we've always offered to business leaders and more the knowledge professionals, how do we cascade it down through the ranks so that it affects all Filipino workers? And this is our chance. And we're very happy to be able to do this. Of course, this is not just for the CEOs or business owners that are going to be offloading employees to us. This is a partnership and a network. We need partners also on the job side. We started off with another of our portfolio ventures that we've invested in, Ignite, which is MyKuya. Which is in a position to fill 10,000 of these types of jobs, no, within 24 hours. And that was our first inspiration that we could be of impact here if we put two sides together. But we are looking for more job opportunities in other strata of Philippine society, as well as more partners on the side of business owners in various segments, sectors, such as hospitality, your restaurants, hotels, very heavily hit, retail, corporate. So there's many sectors that are going to be affected by this, and we're glad to be in the middle to be able to help. So the vision of new Filipino professionals, or new pros as we call them, focusing in this strata of Filipino society, and giving them really a vision of themselves is something we're very happy to be in the middle of. Thank you.